All right, here we are yet again with another episode of English and Coffee. It's your wonderful host, Damian, and tonight we definitely switch things up, and the reason is because it is a little spooky out here tonight. It's a little darker than normal, and the wind is howling, so we're going to keep it safe. There were a few sketchy individuals at the park, so I decided to opt for a better location. Tonight, what we're going to talk about is something that I've been talking about all week. Maybe I've mentioned it before on the podcast, but we're going to talk a little bit about this whole Neuralink, Synchron type technology that is embarking on a mission to improve the lives of those that are not able to fend for themselves. So we're going to get into that, but more so explore what could potentially happen if these advancements go mainstream. So let's go ahead and take that customary intro sip. Sip it on a 100% Colombian 12-ounce coffee with only one shot of hazelnut creamer and two packs of sugar. Let's go ahead and take that sip, and let's go. All right, so we had to reset the venue once again. It was just a little too much going on out there. I changed another location, went to Food Lion, tried to record out there. People were just losing their mind, pulling up, blasting me with the high beams for no reason. People standing around looking for trouble. I mean, it's a different day, different time. So, of course, these things will happen. We will have to adjust. But for now, we relocated to my mother's house. So I'm upstairs, second floor. It's quiet. Get to do what I do my thing. I topped off my Speedway with some butternut coffee. Just hit it with two spoonfuls. So we're sipping on a hodgepodge now. Getting it in, getting the caffeine. Enough about that. Now, this Neuralink, what is it and what is it supposed to be? In a snapshot, it's a device that could be implanted into the brain or on top of the brain, and it will allow quadriplegics and those that cannot use their limbs or do not have limbs to manipulate a computer interface. Now, this is a brilliant idea. This is something that's needed. People need to bring some sort of normalcy to their lives. But once this thing becomes mainstream, we already know what's going to happen. And before we dive off that cliff, let's go ahead and say that there's another competitor, a little competition for the Neuralink, Synchron. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but it's backed by Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. So we're talking a lot of money. They have a few coins at stake. They are invested in the play. Now, what is the difference between Neuralink and Synchron? Because both of them are essentially the same technology. Well, for Neuralink, you have to drill into someone's skull and literally attach the nodes to their brain. Very invasive. Now, Synchron, same setup, but they're going in through a blood vessel. So this is some type of apparatus that they can insert into your vessel, follow it up, and then once they get to the area, they can disconnect this thing and inflate it, and it will do its magic. So it's not as aggressive as Neuralink. Both of these things, beautiful when you look at the big picture. But now, let's go ahead and kick it up a notch. We already know people have all these elective surgeries. No reason for breast augmentation other than somebody thinks that their chest is too small. All of her friends blossomed and bloomed, and she still feels like she's in the third grade, but she's in a 24-year-old body. So what does she do? Begs her dad or saves her coins, goes down to Florida, comes back looking like Dolly Parton. This is what people do. We know the world. Now, other people. What are some other procedures people do? These BBLs. Of course, you know what they are. People are born with a back end. They can sit down just fine, but because of people like Kim Kardashian, whoever else you want to throw in there, people feel they need to become voluptuous. So they add some extra fat where it originally wasn't. It's big business. People make a lot of money from this. But these are just cosmetic procedures. People wanting to change their appearance. Now, with the advancements of this Synchron and Neuralink in the future, because Neuralink is already developing applications to further the extent of the technology, meaning people will be able to control the locks in their homes, people will be able to control the lights, all of these things with just their mind, not even moving a finger, just your brain is connected and you can control these devices. So, what happens when, I'm putting it in quotes, people without a physical disability decide that they want to incorporate this technology into their life just because they can, like they do with everything else. So, you can drive with two hands and two feet, but now you want to control your car with your mind. So this would be an added benefit to an already complete or somewhat complete life, meaning this is not something that you need. You are opting in to the advancement. You will become a cyborg. Now, if we go back a few years, they had a lot of movies, Class of 1999, different things that made these concepts seem dang near impossible, but here we are. So, how many people do you think would opt into an implant, some type of attachment that would allow you to use your mind to operate your computer or technology within your home? If you could just tap into ChatGPT with your mind while you're over here typing some report, how would that increase your level of productivity? How would that change your life? To start your car in the morning while you're brushing your teeth, just thinking about it. How many people do you think would jump on that bandwagon? I know I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't just because of the fact that somebody has to actually implant something into my body. I don't even like receiving shots, a TB test, any of that stuff. I don't like getting stuck with needles. So there's no way anybody's drilling a hole in my skull or sticking some nodes in my blood vessels. It's just not happening. But everybody isn't as hung up on accepting the new technology as I am. So I can see in the very near future, I say near future meaning 25 to 50 years, people becoming cyborgs for what they perceive as an enhancement to their lives. But this makes me think about another reality where your children's children, which haven't been born yet, will walk into a classroom of 30 students, and maybe 17 of them have this Neuralink thing attached to their scalp, and all these kids will be sitting together while another 8 or 10 children have the Synchron implant in their blood vessel. And the applications have developed to the point that they can execute math calculations in the blink of an eye, identify coordinates on a map in milliseconds, and other things that might be useful in a classroom setting. And here's your kid in the class without any of these enhancements. What kind of challenges will this child face? One, they will have to work three times as hard as the other children. And two, they are going to be an outsider if the majority has adopted this technology. Now, as a child, they won't be able to opt into this elective surgery on their own. They will need their parents to do it. So you will be forced with making the decision of, do I want my child to stay pure as they were born, or do I want to modify their existence? This is a deep question. This is a big question. Anybody listening to this now doesn't have to worry about this technology in that aspect because we've already been to school. Those of you that were going to college have already went to college. We're already set in our ways. But the generation after the next one will have an entirely different set of possibilities and opportunities. But along with this, I'm sure you all know there's those exoskeletons they've been working on. Most of the technologies are for military purposes and industrial needs. Basically, a suit where a man can pick up a 500-pound box and move it without breaking a sweat through the use of this exoskeleton. Reminds me of the movie Alien. Do you remember that scene in Alien where Sigourney Weaver jumped into that big yellow tractor crane contraption and was able to pick up that alien? See, the idea was far-fetched back then, and here we are now. We already have the little robotic dogs and other technologies that they're trying to commercialize, but it's happening so rapidly that I don't even think people are aware of what's going on. It's only a matter of time before you have androids from Skynet walking down the middle of the street. This is a theory, a wild theory, but it's not too far off. Here's another idea I came across that's in the same vein, but a little different. It was a story about a Chinese researcher that was experimenting with the genome. He was part of a project that developed something called the CRISPR. And I think the experiment that caught the most attention was when they were working with a set of twin baby girls and trying to make their genomes resistant to HIV. People thought it was unethical, so they imprisoned him for 3 years and fined him $430,000. Well, that was a few years ago. He's back out now and he's back at it. This desire to modify what has already perfectly been created is probably one of man's greatest strengths and weaknesses at the same time. It's like opening Pandora's box. Once the box is open, that's it. You can't close it. We're experimenting with dark matter, different power sources, nuclear reactors, and 9 times out of 10, if a new technology hits the market, it wasn't just for the betterment of man. Those with influence and the capital to create such things were initially looking to get an edge on the world. And maybe after they achieved their goal or decided that maybe the rest of the world isn't ready to accept it, they allowed it to flow into the media. Because there's no way you're creating cyborgs and modifying DNA without some serious capital at your disposal. Some people high up in the food chain providing support and resources for your lab and your testing. I imagine all advancements were barbaric in the beginning. Can't even imagine what the first open heart surgery looked like, but I'm sure people probably tried to shut it down. Oh, you can't just crack somebody's chest open. That's his heart. You'll kill him. People were afraid. And now it's a common thing. Somebody's like, oh yeah, I'm going in for a triple bypass. No big deal. I'll be home in time for cornflakes. So they come home holding the pillow, stitches down the middle. Well, at least that's how it used to be when I was around people that had that procedure. Now I think they're able to do some of these things without completely cracking someone open. So maybe this Neuralink, this synchron thing seems crazy and radical right now, but who knows? After a few years, people probably won't even bat an eye. It'll become normalized. People will be desensitized, and then they'll be ready for the next step. Plenty of movies have displayed technology that has become a reality for a lot of people. Do you remember the movie The Minority Report? Tom Cruise working as one of the future police, preventing crimes before they happen. There's a scene in the movie where he's using holographic videos to locate the perp. And a few years ago, what did we have? Holographic concerts. People paying money to watch some hologram dance on stage. Computers are becoming smaller and smaller. Maybe a few of you out there are still using desktops, but if you've seen the Apple computers, it's basically a monitor and a keyboard. Everything's becoming condensed, smaller and smaller and smaller. Google Glass, Apple Vision Pro. A lot of today's technology will be discarded, if not modified. But this is life. Man's pursuit to touch the sun. I'm just hoping that he isn't engulfed in flames. So what are your thoughts? Does this Neuralink synchron brain implant type technology pique your curiosity? Is this something that you would be interested in? Is this something that you would be willing to try in the future? Or if you were given the opportunity to modify your unborn baby's genes to prevent disease or change certain characteristics about their appearance, would you do it? Let's take that exit sip, and I will see you in the next one.